They took the sheet off us.
They took, yeah, just whoosh.
Terry comes in after we've done this podcast every week and just throws a dust sheet over as we sit here.
And just wait.
And then a week later, she pulls the dust cover off and we go,
oh, right, missed a bit again.
Better talk about today.
Better talk absolute bollocks again for over half an hour.
Talk bollocks about things we absolutely haven't planned at all and have no reference talking about.
Really. No, but that's the excitement. That's what makes this podcast unique. It's absolute lack of preparation and...
knowledge, backstory.
Intellect, wit, looks, everything.
Right to comment on a lot of these things.
Yeah, we aim to offend every sense.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is the Massive Wagons podcast and we're back and we're going to talk about some music related, because that's generally what we do, talk about some music related
shenanigans,
stuff. What's been going on, some of our own thoughts on it and give you some news, we've been up to.
Well, over the last, the Trigger podcast has kind of changed format. We've tried to change it. We've sort of come round to the idea that we're probably best off talking about things we know at least a little bit about, which ain't a lot.
No, it's not a lot.
Which ain't about what the council spends its money on or, you know, what people cycle to work or, you know, it's about music. So we're trying to talk about things we have a little information on. We were just talking, actually, before we turn the camera on, oddly, which leads us into it nicely a little bit. The band The Police, they never had a gimmick, did they?
The band?
Did they have a band.
Yeah, well...
Great band, the Police music.
Yeah, well, so we thought, right, what we're going to talk about this week, and we thought about, well, we it's usually an extension of the things that we're talking about anyway, or we have a conversation, we go, oh, we should talk about that in the podcast. Mm. We were talking about bands and gimmicks and can a gimmick... What is a gimmick in a band, and can it be taken too far, and...
To some people, it's a gimmick, and to other people, it isn't a gimmick.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, hang on a minute. Let's start this by what defines gimmick? Because I don't know. What does the word gimmick mean? Let's start there.
Let's get you this at the dictionary.
Gimmick.
Don't go on the Viz Profanosaurus.
It probably means
something entirely different.
Here we go then. A trick or device intended to attract attention, publicity or trade. So that's pretty thorough, really, isn't it?
Yeah. It's never bothered me.
Or in the Philippines, it's also a night out with friends.
Is it?
Yeah, how random. I just come home from a gimmick that lasted until the early hours.
Right. Oh, well.
There you go.
I've done a few gimmicks in my time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the Philippines. What were you doing there?
I've never been, to be honest.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a strange one. I've been guilty of it myself by... No, I don't slag bands off if I can help it, but you know, I've stuck the elbow into a few bands. You know, we've talked about bands, and I've said, oh, it's just a fucking gimmick, isn't it? And I shouldn't have done, really. I enjoy listening to bands who indeed have a cracking gimmick going on. I've never understood people's real problem with it. If your music's great, I sometimes use it as an excuse to slag a band off a bit or give them a bit of shit, or if I don't like them, still, it's just a bit of a gimmick, isn't it? But all bands, I think, have a gimmick to some degree. Where do you draw the line? I mean, I've been thinking about it. You know, the only bands I don't think that have ever really had gimmicks have been a lot of your country stars. They don't really have gimmicks, do they? They live how they... That's how they live and play, isn't it? You know, there's no real gimmicks with a lot of country artists.
Yeah, well, I guess the whole... Well, this is it. Well, this...
Or does it depend?
You could argue about that, though, couldn't you? Because, I mean, Johnny Cash, the Man in Black, maybe that whole thing is a...
But what defines a gimmick, though? Is a gimmick something that you...
A gimmick?
A gimmick is...
night out in the Philippines.
I've fucking said that. Yeah. But is a gimmick something that is something you just use while you're on stage or on camera, or is it become not a gimmick? So, for instance, if Gene Simmons walks around dressed like that at home, and goes shopping like that, is it any longer a gimmick?
Well, yeah.
Or is it just him?
I mean, gimmick is probably not the right word, is it? Because it's marketing, isn't it? It's all selling a brand, and it's selling a product, and it's entertainment, and it's a show.
Absolutely.
And anything that, like you know, your Kiss makeup or your... Slipknot masks, all that kind of stuff.
A grown man dressed as a small boy.
Yes, it all kind of you know, that is a gimmick, but it's also part of the ploy. I think it's where people, like you kind of alluded to there, it's where people will see something as a gimmick, but then they'll turn a blind eye to what is clearly a gimmick in another band they like, and they're perfectly happy to slag off, like, for example, Ghost. They cop a lot of flack from people. Oh, this is all just a gimmick, isn't it? It's all just ridiculous. Yeah. But then they'll go and put, you know,
they'll go listen to AC/DC, which is you've said is the ultimate prime example of the ultimate men's testosterone band, aren't they? Oh, that's the shit. It's just a gimmick, isn't it? Give me AC/DC any day. It's just straight up rock and roll, isn't it?
Straight up, no frills.
No frills, no gimmicks. It's just a fucking 70-year-old bloke dressed as a 10-year-old bloke, isn't it? Big, fat, inflatable woman.
Yeah, and the little red horns, flashing around the place and stuff.
Some would argue that's a gimmick.
It's quite a big gimmick.
I don't think he dresses like that at home, does he?
No, but that's the thing. It's like, why to some people is that's an acceptable form of gimmickry, if that's a word. Yeah. Don't know. If not, it should be. Then and other things aren't, you know. So if you don't like a band, like, again, I'll just stick with Ghost as an example because they're current and popular, then that's fine. But I don't really kind of... You're going to need to do better than that. It's all a gimmick. That's just lazy, isn't it, really?
Some people think it shows up crap songwriting or an awful back catalogue. And I'm not going to start throwing my opinions about on bands like that, but, you know, some people might think that. You know, you look at bands like your classic rock bands often maybe don't have a gimmick. I mean, oh, do they? I mean, Whitesnake are an example there. Bernie Marsden and Co. You know, did they have a gimmick? Did they have a gimmick?
Well, early Whitesnake, no, that was proper, proper gimmickless, I would say. But it was barroom, you know, boogie, rock and roll, jeans, t-shirt, kind of really, really good stuff.
This is what I mean about, does it depend on how big you are and how much you can get away with? You could argue that Motley Crue have a gimmick.
Well,
did they hang about there? That seemed to me like that was their way. Is that their way of life at the time? And if it's so, it's not a gimmick, is it? It's real.
where I think, if I've ever been, like, it's when the... I'd use gimmick, so to say it's just a gimmick, as a kind of derogatory way of talking about a band, if I think that's all they've got. Do you know what I mean? Like, again, not naming any names, but while you've mentioned them, Motley Crue, let's use them. You know, maybe they were, you know, when it's a bit more style than substance, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think that's a problem.
I'm not saying that about Motley Crue at all, because I think they've got, you know, one or two good songs in a, you know, 40-year career. It's not bad going. No, I'm only winding you up. Keep your sausages in your tight pants, you know.
Keep your cucumber in your tinfoil.
Keep your cucumber in your tinfoil, please. It's when it's all gimmick and no meat behind it. It's when it's all tinfoil and no cucumber.
Exactly,
so to speak,
that's
you know.
The problem, isn't it?
When it's all wrapper, no toffee. I think that's when it's like that's when it's a problem. You know, I think we need to. That's what I want. You know, as a basis of this podcast, you know, I think it's kind of when a band's rely too heavily on things. I'm going to use one. I'm going to go out on a limb.
I know what you're going to say. There's two bands that spring to mind for me. One of them I think is genuinely massively overrated and cack. And the other one probably isn't, but I just don't listen to their music. But I just go, it's just a fucking gimmick because I can't be asked listening to them.
Go on
music.
Then. I'm going to put my cards on the table.
You
anyway.
Go on, you go first.
I'm going to say Manowar.
Manowar.
Pure right. gimmick.
Yeah, well,
that is cack. That's all. It doesn't for me. Yeah. And I know there's plenty out there that it does. Does nothing for me.
No, it doesn't. You know, I borrowed a Manowar again.
I even know who you. I don't know who you borrowed it off, but I bet I can make an educated guess as to who you. But was it Dan?
Yeah, it was
Dan. Love it on. Yeah.
I also watched around at the same time. I borrowed his favorite DVD off him. His favorite movie, Beastmaster.
Beastmaster,
which is fucking awful. Absolutely awful. 80s film about somebody who turns into animals. It's absolutely awful.
But that's it.
Of course, isn't it?
They're a band for people who like rubbish. Who clearly, I don't know, don't. Well, look, I'm not. Look, at the risk of really alienating and maybe possibly offending
Man of War fans,
anyone out there, I'm going to leave it at that. But that is a band to me, and I've listened to the music.
I fucking tell you what, they fucking like that.
I never said Manowar. I quite like them. I think they're all right.
What? No, they were about bloody 80 now, aren't they?
Yeah, probably, to be honest. They'd probably still kick the fuck out of me.
Well, yeah, I'm me and all, to be honest, yeah.
We're going to have all the Manowar fans in there.
Go on then. I've stuck my head out there.
I'm going to get my head well and truly bit off and a kiss.
Right, really?
Yeah, I don't find a kiss.
Wow, that is a...
I don't like kiss. Oh, and you know what? To say it's just a gimmick, I can't really... I like to say that. I think I just like to say it to wind up Kiss fans.
Yeah, I know.
Like
what you
Neil.
Mean. Yeah.
People like that. I just say that. But I don't really mean it because I am conscious of the fact that I'm a massive AC/DC fan and he dresses like a small boy. I just don't think I like the music. I think the show I don't know, I just never got into them.
I think the whole
gimmick thing put me off. I mean, I wasn't around, contrary to what you might think, when they kicked off, so I haven't followed their career, and I came into them when they were it was 100 mile an hour gimmick. And I just like that put me off before I listened to the music. And then I listened to the music and I just thought it was a bit, I don't know.
Kiss were one of them bands. Oh, we're just straying a little bit off the topic here. But Kiss were one of them bands for me that were like, I kept hearing songs later in life and then going, and that was Kiss with, and I'd be like, I never knew that was Kiss. You know, they just didn't sound like what I really kind of thought they would. And I do think they've got some all right songs, but yeah, the makeup and all that kind of stuff is like, that's what people think of when you think of Kiss. You don't think Love Gone or any of that, really.
I mean, all bands, it's all open to opinion, isn't it? What makes me laugh is we get a lot of shit off, and probably rightly so, off a lot of the earache hardcore fans, because they all date back to sort of, the extreme metal stuff and black metal or whatever. And we get a bit of shit about how we look and how we dress and how we... And it's like, hold on a minute. Your favourite band is... He wears... You know what I mean?
Arseless chaps
and a flipping spiked gauntlet on his arm and and he has black makeup on his face to make himself look like a goat or something, I don't know. Like a demon. It's like, are you fucking seriously tearing us to shreds about how we go about our business?
Yeah.
When your favourite band look like, I don't know, look like that.
I don't think we've ever really been slagged off of the way we look, Not certain. If never, like, it's never a point. Do you know what I mean?
It's never been
an issue, but plenty of other things. But yeah, I think it's when bands are leaning too heavily on the gimmick, on whatever that may be. Above everything else. I mean, Kiss. Let's be honest. Same with AC/DC. They haven't written a song. Well, no, less so with AC/DC, and probably I'm just talking out my ass with Kiss because I haven't really listened to everything they've ever written since, the 80s. But, they've kind of dined out on
that.
On the songs, but also where they've evolved, it's all been gimmickry, hasn't it? All just been like...
Higher boots, big
trains coming out the back of the stage, big golden statues, like that's what changes. The core of what they've done hasn't changed for 30 years now.
I think the problem is, like most things, is that social media doesn't help because a small minority make a lot of noise, don't they? And you pick up on this. I've picked up on this gimmick thing a few times, just reading other people's debates and arguments and stuff, and you just think, oh, that's interesting now, but I don't think, maybe a lot of people aren't bothered, maybe they don't care. I like to go and see a show. You look back at bands, all right, bands that didn't have gimmicks, a lot of your grunge bands didn't have gimmicks, did they?
No.
Nirvana, Pearl Jam, they looked exactly how they did on stage. They could walk in off the fucking street, play a show, go back home again. They're just exactly...
Get back in the cardboard box.
That's it, isn't it?
I think... grunge were the kind of antithesis. Is that the right word? They were the kind of remedy to where it went too far. Do you know what I mean?
It went
too overblown, and then it swung back around
too
in the opposite direction. Yeah, and it's like, right, let's have none of that whatsoever, and just be miserable completely. But yeah, that bands like, all right then, let's look at it this way, right? UFO, I think we can all agree, are 100% amazing. They're just solid gold.
If there was any, if you could have 110%,
UFO,
they would be 110% amazing.
Amazing band. Now, amazing. They never got. All right, they made a good crust and all that, and they've made a career out of it. But they are not. They're not up there with. Certainly not with your Kisses and that, but even not with the kind of, you know, the sort of next rung down, you know, not with your Scorpions and, you know, no. All that kind of stuff. And it's probably because they didn't do that. Probably because they should have probably had a bit more of a gimmick. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I could be wrong here, but, you know, they as far as I can tell, they've never done anything other than the five blokes on stage, you know, playing amazing songs.
Do you think a lot of it comes down to Britishness,
what being like stubbornly
yeah,
sort of
I'm
going,
not I'm not yeah. dressing up like I'm that not I'm not that, doing yeah. this I'm not doing that I'm we're just you know we're just we don't want to we do it this way or no way we're real we're
yeah
sort of,
it's definitely a British Australian, you know, in particular kind of culture, isn't it, where it is stripped down, raw, nothing, you know.
Yeah, Americans on the other hand, great, you know, more than happy to sort of flamboyant and a bit more sort of over the top.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm not knocking that, you know, it's the difference in culture and the difference in the way things are, you know, people are brought up and what they see on TV and that.
Mm.
And, I think so. But, yeah, UFO, I've never really considered that. Maybe, you know, they didn't just kind of go to that next level, because it was certainly nothing to do with the songs.
Oh my God, no. The songwriting and everything about them was incredible.
Probably because they didn't have, you know, like the Scorpions did, you know, when they come bursting out of a cardboard box and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. And you know, big, huge light show. Yeah, it's an interesting one, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Rainbow, but, I mean, they went, I know it's a little bit different, you know, in the, they had the big giant, you know.
I think
rainbow.
I read somewhere that was the, they were the first, was it the first band ever to sort of, to do that, to have a stage prop of that magnitude on stage. I'm sure I read that rainbow was the first thing of its kind ever, you know.
I think they,
all the lights on it going left to right.
I do remember it needed its own, like, power generator, because it was, you know, I don't think LEDs were a thing back then, so they were all, you know, Parcan type bulbs,
which
is, you know, drawing colossal amounts of current. And you know,
what it must have been on stage.
Well, this is it, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. The lights are ridiculous, aren't they?
Yeah, it's all right. Dio was all right, because he was like,
he went right over his head.
He was far away from him, but
that's why Blackmore wore that stupid stovepipe out, wasn't it? To protect his fucking head from the rays.
Like a yardstick.
Was that, I mean, was that a gimmick?
Well,
or was he like that all the time?
But no.
I can imagine he was fucking like that all the time, to be honest. I imagine he would wear that in the bath, that. On his own at home.
Oh, his Witchfinder General's hat or whatever.
Yeah, all that stuff that carry-on he wears.
Oh, no, he lives in a castle, doesn't he? You know, I'm pretty sure.
Now, of course he does.
Mitchie Blackmore, I'm pretty sure he's well invested into that lifestyle. That's not a...
It's not a gimmick,
not pretending. Well, I went to see Blackmore's Night about 10 years ago, and I've thoroughly enjoyed it. And there were a few people there shouting, you know... you know, No, not shouting that. Shouting, you know, more Deep Purple or, you know, and all this kind of stuff, shouting Rainbow songs. And it's just like, you could tell that 99% of the people there were just like, shut up. That is not...
What
we're not here to expect that. What do you think you're getting here?
Yeah,
you know?
You're coming to, yeah.
You know, I don't know what they expected. Bloody you know, Spotlight Kid on a lute. on a nude.
On a nude, yeah.
it's just like... You know, so no, I don't know if it is. I don't know if that is gimmick, because what it is at the core, strip the gimmick away, and you're still left with an amazing band. You know,
yeah.
Can you really say that about Kiss?
I don't know. I mean, you got to look at the other band, the other big band for me that I love. I think he's amazing, and they had the ultimate gimmick, bloody Dee Snider.
Oh, what, like the cross dressing?
Yeah, watch the documentary about him, and like, yeah, he used to play like these. They used to play these, like, back in the day, these, like, clubs and stuff that were full of super straight men, and they were, like, angry crowds, and he'd go, I'd be like, right, I'm dressing up as a woman. I'm in drag, you know, just to provoke the crowd and, like, to stir a response. That, fucking fair fucks.
Well, Paul O'Grady, you know, God rest his soul, he did that, kind of pushed that with Lily Savage, wasn't he? He was the sort of first mainstream, as far as I'm aware, drag act that, you know,
when I was a really kid, kind of... it was Dame Edna and...
Yes, Lily all right, Savage. I guess Dame
Edna. But yeah, but they were around the same time. Yeah, you're right.
But I think, you know, Lily Savage, like you said, as Paul O'Grady, as Lily Savage, they got stuck right into the... to the, you know, working men's clubs and things like that, and it's like,
hardcore, that
fair
it.
Play.
That's hard, isn't it? That's fair, yeah, that is. You don't know what you're going to get in them places, do you? No. End up in a brawl or whatever. Probably did. Yeah, probably did. Anyway, you know, so probably. I bet Paul O'Grady. Did Paul O'Grady ever write a book? I bet he wrote a bloody amazing book about some of the things they've gone on in that up and down the country.
Yeah,
touring. Yeah, amazing. But yeah, no, I don't mind a gimmick. It's a tough one. It shouldn't be, you know, I'm not on my high horse here. We don't do this to say that, you know, judging other people on what they say. I mean, I have judged bands based on Go Kiss. I judge, you know, I've said it about Slipknot as well. I'm not a big Slipknot fan. I can't deny what they've done. They're amazing, but I find the whole Rubber Mask thing hilarious. got to be honest. But then again, you know, it means a lot to a lot of people, doesn't it? It was a thing at the time, and you know, people bang into that. Respect that, but I'm only human. We're only humans, aren't we? So.
Yeah. Well, this is it. It's about provoking, you know, questions and light-hearted conversation, isn't it? So that to me is the ultimate sort of test. It's like if you stripped all of the what you could define as a gimmick away.
But then again, I'm a massive Slade fan.
Would you then? Would you still go and watch that band live? You know, you know, would you still listen to? Would you still go and watch? But they probably would. Probably sell more tickets than they ever would if Slipknot said, oh, we're doing a tour without the masks.
Kiss did that, didn't they? The Great Unmasking or whatever.
Yeah,
it
they
was.
Did it in the 80s, but then obviously very quick. Well, no, I imagine they don't do anything by accident, and they'd have completely intended it for it to be a one-off thing, and then they come back and be like, oh, now we're masked again tour. I don't know.
Who are we? Who are we? Yeah. But yeah, no, it's you've got to let the music do the talking, really, haven't you? And judge a band based on that. And everything else is just show, isn't it? Show and PR and press and stuff. Give you something to talk about. Because you know, whether you like their gimmick or not, they don't care. You're talking about, man. You were sat here talking about Kiss and Slipknot and, you know, these bands, you know. This is their job done, isn't it?
I would say with Kiss in particular, they probably do have enough songs, and it's just not your kind of thing.
I don't mind one or two numbers.
But they've obviously done well. You know, they've got some cracking hits and undeniable radio bangers and stuff like that. Oh, yeah. And then they've absolutely smashed the other half of it. You know, it's the bands, like I mentioned earlier, I don't know. It's like they don't have that. As far as I can see, it's all gimmick.
Yeah.
And it's all
style over substance, isn't it?
Yeah. It's all weird, you know. I just find it's just not for me.
No,
but is there truly a band though? I mean, even if it isn't an actual dressing up and that, is using a band's, like, I guess the looks and the, you know, the sex appeal and all that, is that a gimmick? You know, that's obviously what we heavily rely on.
Yeah, I was going to say. Brought it right back round to ourselves again.
No, but like, I only bring that up because... right, and I'll bring them up quite a bit. But Marillion, they had a quote out and they were like, oh, we're the only band in history who've never sold themselves at all on sex appeal. And it's like...
Until now.
Well, but then you look at some of the early, particularly early 90s. You look at the band shots back in the day and it's like, yeah, right, come on.
Yeah.
You know, you're definitely going for that, you know.
But then, you know, you've got the other band on the other hand who are one of the greatest bands of all time who played a lot on that Cheap Trick.
Yeah, well, like Kiss, and I think Kiss had probably, I don't know who came first, actually, that's an interesting one, but there's a lot of parallels to be drawn between Cheap Trick and Kiss.
Apart from decent songs.
Apart from, you know, one's chock full of amazing music, but...
Cheap Trick, what a band. What a band. I got into a band this last few weeks and I've been listening to them a lot and oddly draw a lot of parallels. The Damned.
Oh, yeah.
Bowser's dad's a big Damned fan and I've been listening to them a lot and I draw a lot of parallels with Cheap Trick. I hear a lot of their new stuff in the Damned's new stuff. I think they're both very, very similar
Captain
bands.
Captain Sensible.
Brilliant band.
Is that
brilliant. Absolutely awesome. Band that have such a wide range of like styles. Like you go from the start of the creator now and it's so different and varied. It's all so good.
Yeah.
Yeah, brilliant, brilliant band. They have a gimmick. I mean, they're old school punks, aren't they? And they've just got their image, I suppose.
Well, let's be honest. Every band has every single band has something that you could determine as a gimmick. You know,
I mean, that's not even Bowser's real beard, is it?
No, it's
he has got a head full of hair, like you wouldn't believe. He's running bald wigs on.
He's got no chin at all. It's like lip, and then it's just straight to his. That's why
Andrew Tate.
Yeah,
it's just down like that.
I don't know who that guy is. Everyone keeps mentioning him. I'm guessing he's a bit of a whopper.
Top G, innit? That's what he calls himself.
He calls himself Top G.
He calls himself the Top G.
Say no more. He's a.
We don't need to talk anymore.
Obviously a tosser.
Tosser.
But I you know that's it for me. If anyone could name a band, name some bands that you know you take it all away and just left with the music, and then there's nothing as kind of.
Slater a prime example of that for me. They have got a lot of. They had the gimmick, but you take that gimmick away, and there you are. The songs are
still there, isn't it?
Yeah. Still so fucking good, so good, so good.
I mean, the Who, Townsend used to dress up like ridiculous, you know,
like a painter decorator,
ridiculous outfits, and
yeah. Well, and Entwistle, and he's skull and skeleton suit and all that.
Whatever, you know,
it's all part of the show, isn't it?
It's all part of the show. But I think that's the kind of to sum up. In summarising in any way, if you possibly can from our ramblings, it's that really. It's like if you could take it away and still be left with.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, good. Yeah, left
most
with
of the
songs,
band.
Are they still a valid?
Are they still just as valid?
Solid. Yeah.
But that's maybe a bit of a naive way of looking at it, because we kind of know that the music, sadly, is only. You
seems
know,
to be
part of the picture. You need the other half of it. You know.
Yeah. Well, if people are it's a business, and a lot of fans don't want to see the business, or you don't want to show the fans the business side of it. You just want to see the band, but it's all business, and it sells. It makes money, and that makes the world go round, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So if somebody's investing in you, they want the full deal, don't they?
Yeah. Black Sabbath. I mean, about as sort of bog standard and as working class. The four of them on the stage. Making this noise, you know, by, you know, a few tours and a few albums in, I think they became a bit, you know, Spinal Tappy, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the whole Satan, devil, you know, all that kind of stuff. It was all suddenly part of the everything they did, you know.
Spinal Tap. There's the prime example of, yeah, that's the gimmick thing personified, isn't it? Why is that film made, even, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Brilliant.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just going to say it. I know they're not a real band, so I'm not going to hurt anyone's feelings, but the music is awful. Spinal Tap. I know people actually listen to, you know, Big Bottom and all that kind of stuff. The shit.
Stephen listens to Bad News.
Well, there you go. I mean, Stephen, he loves all that. It's
he loves
to
it,
me. Right? The music's I know it is a joke, but it's awful. It's like for me, and I enjoy the film and everything, but it is a joke to me. It's come on, it's a joke, you know.
Yeah.
And I don't take Spinal Tap seriously, you know. And I know they don't, and they're not a gigging band or a real band or anything like that. But yeah, I don't watch that. It's all for the. For the movie.
It's all for the laughs, really. Isn't it?
It's all for the laughs.
So, yeah, let us know what you think. We don't mean to offend any Manowar fans or any Slipknot fans.
Put your battle axe down.
Put your... put your tiger.
They'll be there like...
Take the saddle off your tiger.
Yeah.
And put him back in his cage.
They're there with the long swords and the grindstone now.
Massive.
On the way up to Lancashire.
Yeah, yeah. But, yeah, if you're a Kiss fan...
Unsaddle your steed. Don't worry.
Yeah. It's just a bit of waffle, isn't it?
It's what it is. But yeah, anyway, let us know your thoughts and send us your hate mail.
Yeah. It's all right. We could put it with the rest of it. I'll file it in the.
Let us know. But what bands are pure gimmick for you? I'd like to know.
And what gimmicks work?
Yeah. Cheers.